everyone, and welcome to Traveling with Françoise. I am Françoise Rhodes, joining you on this Sunday. All right. Did you remember to turn the clock forward? Yeah. No, spring forward. Yeah, I am so confused. I have been a whirlwind of things going on this past week. It's just been quite crazy. So we had to turn the clocks ahead. That means it's going to take me an entire week to even catch up on the sleep I'm going to lose because of just all the weirdness going on around us. So remember this morning, if you're listening and it's 10 o'clock, it's because you haven't turned your clock forward to make it 11 o'clock. So does that make sense? And you're thinking, wait a minute, why is she on an hour early? I don't understand this. All right, there we go. Enough of that. Joining me in the boardroom is Sean Flanagan. Good morning, Sean. How are you?
Good morning. I'm the same as you. I'm trying to... God. You know what? I'm going to blame... I haven't had a busy week, so I'm just going to blame the springing forward part.
Is that what it is?
That's, okay. That's what I'm going
to
blame.
Did you do this morning? Did you remember to turn your clock ahead last night?
You know,
or did you kind of panic?
My phone takes care of it.
Oh, yeah, that's
but
right.
But this is the first time that I can remember that I actually needed to be somewhere to where I was worried a little bit that the phone wouldn't do it.
When to do it? Yeah, when
and
I travel.
My wife was like... It's going to happen. I'm like, but I'm scared.
What if?
Yeah, exactly.
What if it doesn't? When I travel, I'm the same way. I'm depending on that phone. And I think, because I have actually old little digital clock. I've had this little clock by my bedside for probably 20 years. It's just a little digital. It doesn't change on its own, though. It has a battery. I have to change it. But I just count on this little clock for when I'm home, everything. It's, if that little clock breaks, I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to panic. Yeah.
That's funny because that's exactly what I thought last night. I was thinking, do we have any old school clocks?
Yeah,
around the house.
And then, of course, the oven, you have to change your oven, microwave, all these things, unless you have the newer versions, which I think are digital and change over on themselves. But mine are not. And I have this
mine
huge clock in the living room, this big round clock on the wall that we've had this clock for 20 years or so. And I tell you, I must glance at that clock 100 times a day. It's just a habit. I'll walk through into the kitchen and there's that clock on the wall. And it's funny how we do depend on these things that we just we kind of just take them for granted, and we really depend on them.
It's like you're lost.
Yeah,
it's very strange. It's a strange feeling.
It is strange. All right. Well, we want to thank Swiss Donuts on the corner of Country Club Monterey for our donuts this morning, our pink box. Sean, go on and get yourself a donut, and they're delicious. So again, they are Swiss Donuts. There's several Swiss in the Coachella Valley. The only one I go to is the one in the Albertson Shopping Center on the corner of Country Club Monterey in Rancho Mirage over there, which I always say it's Palm. In my mind, I think it's Palm Desert, but it's actually Rancho Mirage. So Friday night, I went to the Warburton Jam Session, which, again, lived up to how much fun that event is. The place was packed. The performers, Don Felder, Alice Cooper, Jim Blossom was there. Kim Carnes was there. I have to say, though, the one person, and this was really a mixed crowd, the one person that had people really cheering, I'm not even sure why, just because no one expected to see him, was Mickey Dolenz with the Monkees. It's the Monkees, right? Yeah, the Monkees.
Yeah.
He comes on stage with his hat, and I don't know, everybody goes crazy. Even the young people are going, who is that guy? And when they found out, they were going crazy. And he sang a couple songs. So it was just, I don't know, something about seeing Mickey out there was pretty cool. But all the performances were awesome. Big crowd over there. And then last night, I went to the Once Upon a Time Gala at the Palm Springs Art Museum in Palm Springs. Beautiful setup. It was just gorgeous, decorated to the nines. Very nice, gorgeous crowd there as well. Everybody all dressed to the nines. They had a performance there. It was a social hour, then a performance, a Broadway type of performance, and then dinner, and then dancing. And so, of course, that was one of the fundraisers for the Palm Springs Art Museum. Donna McMillan was there. She was in her glory, dressed as a fairy godmother or something. They had this beautiful carriage outside waiting for people afterwards. And just the decorations. They had little Tinkerbells all over the place. Again, the tables were just gorgeous. You can go to my Instagram page and actually go to Françoise Rhodes. I post a lot of this on Françoise Rhodes and Not Traveling with Françoise. I'll post some of those later. I just been so busy. In fact, I even had a person scheduled to call in today's show, which actually is supposed to call in next week. I wrote it down when I was putting the schedule together. And I woke up in the middle of the night saying, Wait a minute. Something's wrong there. I don't think Donna's calling in on this Sunday, which she's not. She's actually calling in next Sunday. But we have a great lineup for you today. Maureen Bourne, she is with the Coachella Valley History Museum. They have their festival coming up. She'll be joining us. And then Ansel Waldron will be, no, Ainsley, excuse me, Ainsley. The way she's spelling it is really throwing me off. It's Ainsley Waldron. She's going to talk to us in the second hour about home exchanges, traveling via home exchanges. So she's been doing it for a long time, so we'll hear what she has to say. Yesterday on KESQ, I was not there. No, I was not. I'll be back next week with a look at my trip on the Amtrak Sunset Limited. So definitely you don't want to miss that one. Let's see what else. Well, I know here's some news for you that you're going to really, before I talk about a few other things, I want to give you a heads up on this tennis. Of course, tennis is big right now. We all know that. BMP's in town, big things. Tonight, you know who's playing though. Rafael Nadal is playing tonight. Yes. And Serena Williams, she'll be playing today. Novak Djokovic is playing as well. And I have two tickets for tonight's session plus parking in the B area. Yes. So you want to rally up your friends right now. So what I'm going to do, not this segment, but when we come back in just a little bit, in about 5 minutes, when I'm not going to break yet, I'm going to offer up these because you are going to have to pick them up by 1 o'clock today here at the station to go tonight to see these matches. And that is Nadal will be out there and Serena Williams. And these are Stadium One tickets where Rafael's going to be playing. And these are evening tickets plus a parking pass. And again, the catch to this is you will need to pick those up by 1 o'clock today. Now, I will give you a chance to talk to your friends and see who wants to go, who can swing over here. The station is in Palm Desert. We're off of Cook Street. Sean will give you all the details. And we'll see who really wants to go watch some tennis tonight with a parking pass. That number that you're going to need to call, and not yet, is 760-440-8255. That's 760-440-8255. So, okay, that'll give you time. And so now let me cover a few other things before we go to break and before we come back and do that. Now, there is an email going around out there, and be really careful about that. It's bombarding AOL folks. It's probably bombarding everyone else, but it's verify your email address. They say we recently detected some unusual activity on your email account. As a result, we've temporarily locked it for your protection, but that's funny. If they locked it, how are you even in it to read your email? Yeah. Okay. Doesn't make much sense. But what makes little or less sense is it says at the top, this is sent by someone with a Hotmail account. So don't fall for this. Don't verify your email address. Once you click on there, they're just going to like suck the information out of your computer. So please don't fall for these. Just remember, if you've actually got into your account, that means it's not locked. I mean, what do they think people are? I don't know. But I guess it's just all a scam, just a scam. All right, and here's news about a hotel in Indio in the works there. A Marriott-owned Fairfield Inn and Suites is expected to open at the southwest corner of Marmara Street and Atlantic Avenue. And this is a Fairfield Inn. This is great news for Indio, another hotel going up. A hotel this size could generate more than $350,000 a year in transient occupancy tax. And this is just great for jobs, for everything, for Coachella Fest goers, for Indio, because they need more hotels down that end of town with the Tamale Festival, Coachella Fest, Stagecoach, all the events happening down at the east end of the valley. They need more hotels. So good for them. That's very, very exciting. And the Town and Country Mall at the other end of the valley in Palm Springs is now considered a historic site. Yes, the board approved that. So now it is a Class 1 historic site status, the highest level of city protection a building or site can earn. So congratulations to them. Maybe not so much to the people who bought the property and want to redevelop it, because now they have to follow a lot of guidelines when it comes to that. And for those of you who are big into the Purple Room, yes, Michael Holmes. This year, Michael Holmes actually bought out Tony Marchese, and he now is the owner of the Purple Room. Yes, so there you go. Michael Holmes, I guess he has the Judy Show. Purple Room Supper Club is owned by him alone. Congratulations. So We'll see what he does with the Purple Room. So those are exciting news. All right, on that note, we're going to step aside. When we come back, I have some announcements. We have those tickets. I also have other things to give away on the show. We have a $25 gift certificate to Johannes Restaurant in Palm Springs and a lot more. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio 1200 KPSF.
Follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. Search for My Money Radio, Money Radio 1200.
Thai Smile Rancho Mirage has moved and is now on El Paseo in Palm Desert between San Luis Rey and Larkspur. Same delicious food, but with a new full-service bar, patio seating, a spacious dining area, plus plenty of free parking. Open daily for lunch or dinner, call Thai Smile, located on El Paseo today at 760-341-6565. That's 341-6565. See you at Thai Smile Rancho Mirage on El Paseo in Palm Desert. Diane Williams and Associates are proud to announce their new on-site sales office at Indian Ridge Country Club in Palm Desert. So whether you are buying or selling, no one knows Indian Ridge Country Club better than Diane Williams and her team of professionals. Get started today on the next chapter of your life by calling 760-776-7070. That's 776-7070 or on the web at DianeWilliamsAndAssociates.com. At Caliente Springs, Healthy Living is calling those adults 55 and over in search of the perfect vacation home offering the best values in the valley. Caliente Springs is a gated community with spacious RV sites, vacation rentals, nearby dining, daily activities, and our natural hot waters. Located in Desert Edge near Desert Hot Springs, just minutes from Palm Springs. Call today for your free information packet at 760-329-8400 or visit us on the web at rvwell.com. That's rvwell.com. Welcome back to the show, everyone. This is Traveling with Francoise on this beautiful Sunday. Remember, we were to spring the clocks forward today. Yes, so I am Francoise Rhodes. All right. Before we get into the Get a Life weekly announcements brought to you by The 500, Palm Springs' only concierge-driven executive building, also home to Ristretto for coffee lovers at Alia, your one-shop, one-stop sundry shop. Actually, they're going to have amazing new items in their gift store, just looking really good. Also, there's a boardroom available for your business meetings, everything all right there inside the 500 on the corner of Roan Indian and Palm Canyon. You can call them today at 760-864-6500 or on the web at the500ps.com. But before we get into that, okay, here's the deal. I have two tickets to see to go to tennis tonight, plus a parking.
This is Ram Nation at
Whoa, okay. I'm not sure what. Okay, Sean. Scared me there. Plus, B parking in Lot B. So you have a pass to park your car. Two tickets for the tournament tonight session, Stadium 1. Rafael Nadal will be in there playing in Stadium 1. I have these tickets for you. If you want to give us a call at 760-440-8255. That's 760-440-8255. You have to pick these tickets up, though, today in Palm Desert by 1 p.m. So the lines are open. We're going to take the fourth caller for these. Again, it is for tonight's session. Rafael, give us a call, 760-440-8255. And these tickets are yours, but remember, you do have to come to the station and pick them up. So this is a great deal for those. And then you can go, you know, a little bit earlier. The gates open at 4:30. You can hang around over there at the venue and go watch some tennis and go see your favorite Nadal, your favorite star. So give us a call, 760-440-8255. But remember, you do need to come by 1 o'clock here in Palm Desert and pick these tickets up today. All right. So what else do we have going on in the announcements? Well, Angel View is to break ground on a new clearance center. Yes, Angel View is always on the move. Of course, we love all their stores. They just have so much fun to go shopping in an Angel View store, a resale store. But Angel View is breaking ground on a 26,000 square foot clearance and transportation center on Dillon Road, west of Bierce Road in Desert Hot Springs. Tracy Powers, who's been on the show, he is the general manager of Angel View's resale stores. The project will serve as the headquarters for all Angel View resale operations, was unanimously approved by the City of Desert Hot Springs on March 8th. So this is very, very exciting. And we'll hear more about this as it goes along. So I'm gathering they're moving the offices out of the Palm Springs office there on Indian. And then they're moving the offices over to Desert Hot Springs along with this clearance center. Can you imagine how much fun it'll be to be in a clearance center at Angel View? Yeah, I could be shopping in there all day long. All right, Indian Ridge Country Club. If you lived over there at Indian Ridge Country Club on Wednesday, March 23rd, they have one of their members, Rod Englert, retired chief deputy, presents Blood Secrets, Chronicles of a Crime Scene Reconstructionist. And he's going to be giving a lecture about his book. And see, if you were living in Indian Ridge Country Club, you would be part of that. It's going to be on, March 23rd at 7 p.m. The book is optional, but he will be there. I actually met Rod, and I'm going to have Rod on the show to talk about his book, his crime scene, Chronicles of a Crime Scene Reconstructionist. So Blood Secrets is the name of the book. So he will be over there. So just imagine if you lived at Indian Ridge Country Club, right there on a country club in Palm Desert. They have nonstop things going on over there. They have a car club. They have, I think, a motorcycle club and a hiking club, a walking club, I mean, everything. Of course, the beautiful golf courses. And Diane Williams can help you out on that. If you're still in limbo trying to figure out where you want to live, maybe it's Indian Ridge Country Club. All right, happening out at Caliente Springs Resort. Now, they're another place that they offer all sorts of things out there on the other side of the freeway. They have that cool breeze blowing all the time. They have these shows, their entertainment schedule. And the last one is coming up for the season, and that is March 17th at Caliente Springs Resort and March 18th at Sky Valley Resort. A Rocky Mountain High experience, The World of John Denver with Rick Schuller. John Denver, of course, we all know who John Denver is. And, you know, he's a beloved musician of the 1970s. And Rick Schuller not only looks like Denver, but he can sing like him as well. So he, of course, Take Me Home, Country Road, Thank God I'm a Country Boy. Those are just some of the songs. Leaving on a Jet Plane, great song. So if you want to go out there and experience, it's $12 at the door. And while you're out there, check it out, because at the different spots, they have Sky Valley has a lot of park models there for you to choose from. Caliente Springs is a 55 and over community. And for more information, call 760-329-8400 at 760-329-8400. As far as the events go, on March 17th and March 18th, both start at 7 p.m. You don't need to make reservations, but at the door, it's only $12 for this really fun evening of entertainment. And all this will be on Traveling with Francoise. Yeah, on the website, travelingwithfrancoise.com, so don't worry about it. All right, Command One Security, if you're looking for a security system for your home, office, business, you name it, Command One Security can do all of that for you. And they have a special going right now. They offer the first 3 months free monitoring with any conversion of an existing alarm. Switch it over to one of the new and improved systems. They're also now offering a $100 gift card upon installation with a contract. You can give them a call at 760-568-0052. And that is Command One Security, family owned and operated for over 30 years here in the Coachella Valley. You can just trust Command One Security. And if you want to make your life real easy about wanting to know what's going on, since I'm only on one day a week here as for Traveling with Francoise, just pick up a copy of the Desert Entertainer, and that will fill you in over the entire week. It is a free publication at all sorts of locations throughout the valley, and that is the Desert Entertainer. Will keep you entertained and help you figure out what you want to do. They have free events in there, events you have to pay for, a little bit of everything. So if you're not have time to go to the Traveling with Francoise website or just about town, pick up one of those Desert Entertainers and take a look. And also Diane Williams and Associates, they have a lot of things going on in the office there, a lot of homes for sale. They're always great at looking for finding the perfect property for you. So give Diane Williams and Associates a call and just or go to their website, DianeWilliamsAndAssociates.com. Again, on Traveling with Francoise. And also, Dana Wharf Whale Watching. It's always a perfect time to go out there watching whale watching. And they have 14 vessels, including the luxurious catamaran Ocean Adventures and 95-foot Dana Pride. Go to their website, DanaWharf.com. And as you know, I'm always giving tickets away for you to go whale watching. They have a lot of events happening at Dana Wharf all the time, so check it out. And on the website, I just gave another set of tickets to go whale watching. You guys really want those when I post them on the website. You go crazy for those tickets. And, of course, Coachella Valley Volunteers in Medicine. Take advantage of this if you cannot afford health insurance. And that's the deal. You cannot have health insurance and you cannot be able to afford it. Coachella Valley Volunteers in Medicine, they are waiting to help you. The office is just incredible. It's on Avenue 48 in Indio. It's a beautiful new building, and they have dentists and doctors and gynecologists and, I mean, all sorts of specialists there. And these are doctors. Don't be fooled. Don't think it's just an assistant that's in training. They are full-fledged doctors, and they are there to help you. And just a really great facility and such a such a wonderful opportunity for the community that cannot afford health insurance. And really, I'm so impressed every time I talk about them and go over there for what they do and what the facility looks like. So it is Coachella Valley Volunteers in Medicine. It is on Avenue 48 in Indio. Their phone number is 760-342-4414. And their website is cvvim.org. But again, that is on Traveling with Francoise. And if you know someone who does not have health insurance, please tell them about this and get them over there. Take them over there yourself. It's a lifesaver. It really is. They do such a good job. And again, you cannot have insurance. You cannot afford to have insurance, and you cannot have insurance. And that is Coachella Valley Volunteers in Medicine. All right. Okay. We have, again, a ton of things going on. Our guest is going to be with us in just a little bit. So I think I will jump into the weekly freebies, and then I'll finish up on those when we come back after our guest has been with us. But our weekly freebies is brought to you by Bob's Carpet on Perez Road in Cathedral City. From custom rugs to carpets and everything in between, there's only one person to call, and that's Hank at Bob's Carpet, 760-324-6010. That's 760-324-6010. Bob's Carpet on Perez Road in Cathedral City. Easiest way in the world to get that new carpet in your house. They're professional, easy to choose, lots of carpet styles to choose from. That's my place to go. I don't want to go walk around a big box store and then they charge you to come out for the estimate and they charge you to write up a bid and then they charge you to move furniture, charge you to put it back. They don't do all that at Bob's. It's just, you know, one price covers it all. And the guy's really good. Polo is going to be winding up pretty soon. So if you haven't been out to the Empire Polo Club for some polo, you better get going. It looks like they have one, counting today, four more polo Sundays left. And that is it, because we'll be kicking into Coachella Fest and Stagecoach. So that is the Empire Polo Club. Matches start at noon and 2. Also, the traveling photo memorial dedicated to California's fallen heroes comes to Indio. And that right now is on display at the Coachella Valley History Museum, and that will be there until March 16th. So go on over there. The museum is offering free admission throughout the month of March. So definitely check that out. I'm going to put that over to the side, and our guests will probably talk about that. And then there's an artist reception. That's happening today. I don't think you have time to sign up for that, so I'm not going to go into that one because I don't think you do. But there is a free, what is today? Savings time. There's free concerts. The free concerts over at the Park and Rancho Mirage, the amphitheater. The schedule has changed. Gates will open. Let's see. All free concerts previously start at 5 will now begin at 6:30. Because of the time change. So the free concerts at the amphitheater in Rancho Mirage, where it started at 5 p.m., now begins at 6:30. Gates will open to the public at 4:30. So remember, that is Music in the Park. Today it is the Spinners. The Spinners are going to be out there. Oh, how awesome. That's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool.
Yeah, all right. It's a free concert, open seating. So
it's
remember,
the best price.
Yeah, you can't beat that. So scheduled, let's see, remember, gates open at 4:30, concert begins at 6:30. All right, on that note, we're going to step aside. I do have some more free events. I'll tell you about those a little bit later on in the show. We're going to step aside when we come
Hello,
back.
Coachella Valley.
we have our guest is going to be joining us. We'll talk about the Coachella Valley History Museum Festival coming up and a lot more. You're listening to Traveling with Françoise right here on Money Radio 1200 KPSF. And lots of things coming up. Yeah. All right. So stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
Violence today in the West African nation of Ivory Coast as gunmen opened fire on beachgoers in a historic resort town. Photos posted to social media show what appear to be bodies sprawled on the sand. Numbers of killed or wounded are sketchy, though the Reuters news agency quotes local police officers as saying at least 12 people were killed, four of them Europeans. Republican presidential candidate Marco Rubio says he's afraid the confrontational tone of rival Donald Trump's presidential campaign could lead to serious violence here. Rubio today on CNN's State of the Union asking if all this is just an escalation of angry conversations we've seen grow over the years in social media.
Have we contributed to this culture that has turned American politics and the American political discourse into the equivalent of the comment sections in these blogs? Where presidential candidates are now basically Twitter trolls.
And at box offices around the country, the Disney animated hit Zootopia holds onto the top spot for a second week, bringing in $50 million. I'm Chaz Henry.
Not available in California.
Listeners, do you have startup capital and want to invest in a booming business with incredible profit and growth potential? The opportunity is now because Fresh Healthy Vending, the number one healthy vending franchise in North America, is looking for a few business-savvy, healthy-minded people right here in the local area to become Fresh Healthy Vending franchise owners. We're growing so fast that we've had hundreds of new franchise owners in the last few years alone. Now you can join them. This area has a huge demand for fresh, healthy, organic snacks on the go, and that's exactly what you'll be selling with your Fresh Healthy Vending machines. We've already identified prime high traffic locations that are perfect for healthy vending machines. Now we just need the right people to join our franchise network and help Fresh Healthy Vending continue to boom. If this sounds like you, go to readyforfresh.com today and enter code 4141. We'll send you a free owner information kit. As an added bonus to new franchise owners, we'll also pay half the franchise fees. Hurry, this offer is limited. Just go to readyforfresh.com and enter code 4141. That's readyforfresh.com, code 4141.
Fitz here to tell you about the hottest mobile DJ service in the Coachella Valley, JDJ Entertainment. Weddings, corporate events, birthday parties, and more. Go to yourjdj.com. That's yourjdj.com for booking information. JD is the best. He'll keep those tunes spinning, keep everyone up on that dance floor, and give you what you want and take you all over the music spectrum. He is spectacular. JD is the man. That's yourjdj.com.
Hello, Coachella Valley. Don't let the name fool you. Rooster's Fried Chicken and Spirits, in addition to serving delicious fried chicken, mashed potatoes, and gravy, also serves sautéed salmon, cowboy pasta, chicken pot pie, great burgers, barbecued ribs, sandwiches, and five different salads. Joining me is General Manager Stan Anderson.
Thanks, Dennis. We're located in La Quinta at 79255 Highway 111 in the Walmart Marshall Shopping Center. Roosters is open daily from 11 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. Roosters is a great place to meet your friends after golf and talk sports with me or our staff. Good food, good service, good prices. You won't be disappointed.
Remember, if it's sports and it's on TV, Roosters Fried Chicken and Spirits has it. Roosters and American Kitchen.
We want to hear from you. Tell us what you think on the contact page of MoneyRadio1200.com.
Look to the skies and experience a star-studded affair every evening at the Borrego Springs Resort. Surrounded by the stunning Anza Borrego State Park and less than an hour's drive from Palm Springs, the Borrego Springs Resort offers guests fine and casual dining, 27 holes of championship golf, a full-service spa to pamper your inner, outer being, and more. So quit making excuses and join me, Françoise, at the Borrego Springs Resort and, of course, Borrego Springs. To make reservations or for more information, please call 760-767
5700 or visit Borrego Springs on the web at BorregoSpringsResort.com.
All right, here we go. Welcome back to the show, everyone. I'm Francoise Rhodes. You are listening to Traveling with Francoise on this beautiful Sunday. Well, joining me in studio for her annual event, a visit. I don't know. I think this year you might have made it twice into the studio.
I think so.
Is Maureen Boren, and she is with the Heritage, the Coachella Valley History Museum. Now, you've had so many things going on this season. I remember one of them, the water tower.
Moved down, and now it's going. We had a capital campaign, and it is going to get completely refurbished and moved into the center of the property, and it will start our new promenade. It's really an exciting project because we're coupling with the Art and Public Places Commission in Indio, and we're looking at using it once it is up and installed as a place for projecting visual art. So it's going to be a multi-purpose piece.
Well, and I have to give you so much credit, Maureen. I know when you first put it out there, say, we need to raise funds to restore this water tower. You have just, the funds came pouring in. It shows you how people are still trying to hold on to the history of this Coachella Valley.
In 1 month, we raised what we needed.
And that's incredible.
It was incredible.
Yeah, very good job. Well, I'm thrilled to know that I was a tiny bit part of that, to let everybody know. Now, you have a big event coming up again, which is, this is an event to attend, not the water tower, but it's a heritage festival. Now, how many years have you been having the heritage festival for the Coachella Valley History Museum?
Well, our historical society has done a pioneer day of one type or another for a number of years, but it was on a very small members scale. This particular event has been going, this will be the third year.
Mm-hmm. And it's free admission. It's actually Saturday, March 19th. And next Saturday, folks, free admission from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Coachella Valley History Museum on Miles Avenue in downtown Indio. I was reading earlier that Indio, another hotel's breaking ground down there. And It's great, great for Indio because so many things are happening in Indio.
They are. And we have a new art shop right downtown. So we're trying to develop the area as a congregation of artistic types of businesses, and there's a lot going on.
So now let's talk about the Heritage Festival at the Coachella Valley History Museum. Tell us what's going to be happening from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. That's going to be, from what I'm looking at here, that's going to be one busy day.
It is going to be one very enriched, full day, and knowing that there's so many things going on in the valley, we're going to be going from 10 to 4, so even if you can drop by for a portion of it, you're going to get a wonderful taste. All the museum exhibit buildings will be open for touring during the festival, including our original Smiley Tyler adobe home, the blacksmith shop, the fully restored 1909 one-room schoolhouse, the Date Museum, and many of our gardens. Now, the festival is a fascinating way for the public to learn about the significant cultures that led to the development of the Coachella Valley. Personal histories of individual Kiwia, Mexican-American, Black, Anglo, Armenian, and Japanese families will be shared through family storyboards detailing their timelines and presence in the valley. And members of these pioneer families will also be available to share and answer questions with visitors. We have a junior historian program, an after-school program, and when these students have completed their research on specific pioneers, they will be portraying these personalities in costume throughout the day, so it's like a living history. So if you really want to talk to General Patton, you need to come on Saturday. The whole event is a real-life look at the way Valley pioneers live during their daily existence and how their descendants came to inhabit the desert today. To that end, we have designed a number of activities. First and foremost are our pioneer family boards, but we also have demonstrators. We have a blacksmith coming, we have wood carvers, spinners, weavers, we have a leather maker. We're going to have all sorts of games, turn-of-the-century games for children.
Oh, how fun.
things such as making clothespin dolls, origami folding, a slingshot booth, playing in Aunt Polly's washroom, sack races, horseshoes, checkers, jump rope, you name it.
Okay, and Maureen, I'm going to stop you right there because this is a great way to introduce kids to outdoor activities and activities that they might not even know existed. Put the phone down, put it away, and go. I love this. I think that this is fantastic. So, I'm sorry.
That's okay. Well, that's the idea, is that these were activities that kids did in the past, and a lot of our kids are not familiar with them. You know, they don't know about pickup sticks. They don't know about, you know, just a simple sack race or some of the very simple things that we used to do. And every time they come, they have a ball.
So
they just
fun.
Love it.
Yeah.
And you'd be surprised how many of our parents join in.
Yeah. Bringing memories. All right. So I'm sorry. Go ahead. And I know you also have entertainment as well, but go right ahead.
Oh, we do. We've tried to touch on all of our cultures to bring entertainment together. And we start out in the morning with a wonderful gospel choir from the Second Baptist Mass Church. And they get us started in the morning. And then we're going to have a ballet folkloric, a group of beautiful young girls that will be dancing. And in the center, we will have someone new to us, which is Barnaby Finch's Jazz Grass Band. And Barnaby is a very well-known keyboardist, has been for many years. He worked with Ronnie Laws, Boss Gags, Lionel Richie, all of the great George Benson, Lee Ritenour. He's a member of Tim Weisberg's band now. And he lives up in Idlewild, and he does a lot of work with the artists up there. Last year at the Idlewild Jazz Festival, he was one of the headliners. And his Jazz Grass is kind of what he says is a progressive side of bluegrass. So you'll have to come and see what that means. But he does use a lot of the old-fashioned instruments like mandolin and dobro and guitar, and it's just a wonderful, wonderful time.
And again, folks, this is all free next Saturday, March 19th. Free admission from 10 to 4. All of this is free at the Heritage Festival at the Coachella Valley History Museum.
Right. We also will have John Malcolm Penn doing folk singing, and we have a fiddler coming. We have Jeep tours of the 10 historic murals in downtown Indio, which maybe a lot of people are not familiar with.
They're beautiful murals.
They are beautiful murals, yeah. So you can hop on a Jeep and see where they are. We have carefully selected hand crafters that will come as vendors, and you'll see some crafts that you don't see any other place in the valley. And we're very, very excited about that. This year, we're also hoping to have the 4-H students come with some of their animals so that fresh out of the fair. And we're hoping that you can learn a lot more about that very valuable program in the valley.
Well, again, Kevin, now, for those that don't really know exactly where the History Museum is, what's the easiest way to find it?
Okay, well, depending on where you're coming from, we're on 82616 Miles Avenue, just as you enter Old Town Indio. And you can access Miles either from 111 coming east. And when you get to, I say, Washington, make a right on Miles, and that'll bring you right into where our campus is. Or if you're coming off of the 10 freeway, you can come off of Monroe and then make a left on Miles, and you'll empty right out to us. We're right next to a very large public park, and there is parking across the street.
Just going to bring that up.
Mm-hmm. But there are going to be a lot of people there, so you may expect that you need to park along the streets nearby. There is some parking at the rear of the facility, but I'm sure we'll accommodate you.
Yeah,
you just come.
You just come on out. You're going to find the parking. Now, the website is very simple. It is CVHM.com. travelingwithfrancoise.org. And I will have this and the phone number on Traveling with Francoise on the website. Again, it is a heritage festival at the Coachella Valley History Museum next Saturday, March 19th, free admission from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And with us is Maureen Boren. And you're the president, right?
No, I'm not the president.
What do you do, Maureen?
Well, I am on the Board of Trustees as a secretary. Karen Hawksworth is our president.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm always in contact with you, so I just assume you just took over everything. But everyone is
The interesting thing, Francois, is we are extremely hardworking board. Mm-hmm. Our museum has only one part-time employee. It is all volunteer run.
That's great.
We don't have a director. We don't have CEOs. We are a very hardworking board.
And why have you here on the air? What about volunteers?
Oh, we can definitely use volunteers. We definitely. And if you come on Saturday, there will be ways that you can sign up. But we also have a phone number if you'd like to call and inquire. It's 760-342-6651, and there are different opportunities. Some people like to work in the archives doing some sort of investigation, which we can help you with. We need help in our gift shop, greeting people as mm-hmm. they come in, and we need to have people come and learn how to guide folks around the campus.
All right. And are you closed? Is the Coachella Valley History Museum closed during the summer? Or are you
it
open?
It is. We close the last day of May. We open the first day of October.
Okay.
But our hours now are Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 10 to 4. And Sunday, 1 to 4.
So those of you that are worried, saying, well, I am a snowbird, I leave, I don't want to sign up because I'm worried I won't be around to help during the summer, you don't have to worry about that.
Just come on down.
Just come on over and sign up. And, of course, they always take monetary donations.
Absolutely, so, yeah. Because we have a lot of promotion for specific things, but, you know, we have to keep the doors open, too.
That's right. Maureen, thank you so much for joining us. I know you have a lot of things going on. We'll see you next Saturday, March 19th, at the Heritage Festival at the Coachella Valley History Museum, 82616 Miles Avenue, downtown Indio. Again, 10 to 4 p.m., free. The website is cvhm.org. I will have this posted on Traveling with Francoise. And that phone number, one more time, is 760-342-6651. Thanks, Maureen.
Thank you so much, Francoise.
Okay, folks, on that note, we're going to step aside. When we come back, we have a lot more. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise.
Learn more about Money Radio day or night at MoneyRadio1200.com.
Are you looking for a dry cleaner that does more than send your clothes out? Country Club Cleaners in Palm Desert is the place to go. They offer dry cleaning, wash, press only, repairs, and alterations with the latest technology in organic dry cleaning. This environmentally safe, odorless hydrocarbon system is on site. Your clothes never leave the premises. Country Club Cleaners in the Bristol Farm Shopping Center, Country Club in Monterey and Palm Desert. Drop by or call 760-341-2129. See you there.
Don't wait until after the crime to think about home security. Help protect your family, home, or business by calling Command One Security today. Family owned and operated and serving the Coachella Valley for nearly 30 years. Command One Security. Call today and sleep easy tonight. 760-568-0052. That's 760-568-0052 or on the web at commandone.com.
At Indian Ridge Country Club, there's a whole new life waiting for you. This upscale private country club offers a unique active lifestyle. Play golf, tennis, go hiking, biking, get a facial, take an art class, or meet your neighbors at the beautiful new circular bar. Indian Ridge is member-owned and operated with two world-class 18-hole golf courses. Visit online at IndianRidgeCC.com or call 760-772-7272.
Be Olsen's Jewelers. a full-service jewelry store. B. Olsen's Jewelers, let our family take care of yours. We'll make a custom piece for a special moment and create a lasting memory. We invite you to come and see us today, a family tradition. B. Olsen's Jewelers.
You'll find us at the Gardens on El Paseo in Palm Desert.
We'll hold the breathtaking views, abundance of sunshine, and natural hot waters at Sky Valley Resort. Our active adult lifestyle is Coachella Valley's quality resort residency and vacation home for the RVer. Sky Valley Resort welcomes all size RVs and our roomy sites with full hookups. At Sky Valley Resort, dine with friends at our on-site restaurants and enjoy our mini resort activities. Sky Valley Resort is just minutes from Palm Desert and Rancho Mirage. Call today for your free information packet at 760-329-8400 or visit us on the web at rvwell.com. That's RVWELL.com.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. I'm Francoise Roach. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise. All right, during Maureen's interview, and I didn't want to be rude to our guest, we did have a winner for the tickets to the BNP Paribas Open. And Sean, who was that person?
You had a Janice in La Quinta, and you know what? Listen. You didn't have to be rude because she was shy to try to talk to you.
Oh, was she? Okay. So, yeah, I don't mind people interrupting me, but when I have a guest on, I don't like to do that.
Exactly.
So, well, congratulations. So Janice is going to be coming in before she'll probably, well, I don't know. Did you tell her you'll give her to 105 to
exactly.
pick up these tickets?
I said 110. So.
Oh, did you? Cool. All right. So actually, I didn't want to say anything, but in the second hour of the show, I have another set of these tickets for tonight's match. With Rafael Nadal. So, very good. At Stadium One, I have tickets plus parking, but you're going to have to wait to the second hour of the show to try and claim those tickets. And you have to pick them up within an hour. That's the catch. You have to get them now during the show. Come on over to Palm Desert and pick them up. So, but, you know, we do what we have to do here. All right. Other things going on at the Coachella Valley that was free, I'm going to pick up where we left off. Michael Feinstein's the ambassador of the Great American Songbook, known for his recordings of Frank Sinatra's greatest hits. He will appear at the library. This is a Rancho Mirage Public Library, 2 p.m. tomorrow, Monday the 14th, and this is a free event. And on Tuesday at the Rancho Mirage Public Library, Sally McGill, an earthquake expert and geology professor at California State University, San Bernardino, she'll be there at 2 p.m. on Tuesday to talk about earthquakes in the valley. And this all happens at the Rancho Mirage Public Library, and it is free. Also, Santa Rosa and San Jacinto Mountains, the Friends of the Desert Mountains, they have a lot of free hikes every morning on Monday the 14th from 10 a.m. to 11. Is they have the short, easy walk at the Ed Hastie Trail. They also have several mountain hikes going on all during the week. They are free events. So if you want to know more about Friends of the Desert Mountains and the Santa Rosa and San Jacinto Mountains National Monument, you can go to the website desertmountains.org, and these are free hikes. And they do have a wildflower bus tour coming up on March 16th. That's $50 per person, and you'll need to give them a call on that one, though, 760-862-9984. And I hope you've looked around, because we have beautiful flowers everywhere. Just gorgeous what's going on in our Coachella Valley. All right, at the Rancho, I think I'll cover this, but I'm going to check on this to make sure. No, I already covered this one. So this was with Michael Feinstein. Also happening, St. Patrick's Day is this week. I can't believe it already. St. Patrick's Day, Thursday, March 17th. There's going to be a big fun celebration at Palm Springs Village Fest, celebrating their 25th anniversary of the most street fair in the Coachella Valley, with music from the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Yes, they are going to be downtown. Following the celebration, the Red Hot Chili Peppers will make their way over to headline the spectacular Sham Rock and Roll Outdoor Celebration in downtown with a performance at 8:30 presented by the Spa. Now, tickets for the Red Hot Chili Peppers, $15. But Village Fest, of course, we know is free. They're going to have free birthday cupcakes and all sorts of fun happening down there. Festivities kick off at 6 p.m. Village Fest, downtown Palm Springs. All right, and next Sunday, for those of you who never miss this annual event, it is Opera Arts Festival of Opera and Art in the Park, in the city of Palm Desert, Sunday, March 20th at the Palm Desert Civic Center, free to the public. This is a free event. It is a festival of opera and art. Happens free event, Palm Desert Civic Center, and it's from 11 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. You don't want to miss that. They have so many things going on that day. And again, all this posted on Traveling with Francoise. All right, the Get a Life Weekly Price Events is brought to you by Desert Arc Attire and Thousand Palms. In fact, I need to get over there. I have to have some more golf show. Golf is a four-letter word. Baseball caps made. But Desert Arc Attire does it all, from shirts to jackets to school uniforms, caps, all sorts of things. Desert Arc Attire, they are in Thousand Palms, 760-343-7333. They are on Gunther Street. And remember that they do have now a two-week turnaround policy, if not sooner. So no more waiting for your items. And I say that every time because I know people say, well, last time I used them. So give them another try. They're doing really well. New owners there, and they're just working really hard. They still employ the folks from Desert Arc. So you're just changing a bunch of lives when you order items to get your embroidery and items done from Desert Arc. You really are. All right, going on March 9th through March 27th, I Am My Own Wife. This is happening at the CV Repertory, Coachella Valley Repertory, and that is in Highway 111 in Rancho Mirage. For box office tickets, 760-296-2966, or go to their website, cvrep.org. And again, I Am My Own Wife is the production starting March 9th and running through March 27th. This is a three-week run for this production. So they have had a great season as well. And for those of you wanting to camp out in the wildest place in the desert, right here, you don't want to leave. Well, how about a starry safari at the Living Desert? Yeah, uh-huh. Offered on select Friday and Saturday nights in March, April, and May, Starry Safari is for adults and children 5 years and older and is a perfect outing for families as well as scouting, church, and school groups. Singles and couples without children are also welcome to attend this fun night at the zoo. Now, you will be camping out. Activities take place from 9:30 to 9 p.m. with a night ending with a time-honored camping tradition of roasting s'mores over open fire. And campers are provided a roomy four-person tent equipped with sleeping bag for a comfortable night's sleep. Guests are required to bring their own sleeping bag and blankets along with personal toiletries and additional clothes for the next day. So there are different type of tent options. You can rent a tent. I'm not sure if you can bring your own tent, but for more information, go to thelivingdesert.org or give them a call. Ask them about Starry Safari. It says here the cost is, it looks like $98 a person, but check to be sure how much it is per person, but it's so well worth it. Oh my gosh. How much fun are you going to have camping overnight at the Living Desert? Can you imagine listening to all the animals at night, howling and the owls and just all that? That would be a lot of fun. All right, other things happening this week: En Vogue Fashion Show and Luncheon benefiting local children's charity from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Agua Caliente Casino. That's $80 per person. On Tuesday is the Big Hearts for Little Hearts, an evening of girlfriends, glamour, and giving benefiting Loma Linda University Children's Hospital. That's from 4 to 8 at Toscana Country Club. That is $100 per person. And on Friday night, the Havana Nights with the Gand Band, with proceeds benefiting the animals at Palm Springs Animal Shelters. That's from 5 to 8 p.m. And address available of purchase. They tell you when you purchase your tickets, it must be at a private estate. Also happening, I did kind of jump around a little bit there. Also happening this week at the Camelot Theaters on Wednesday at 7:30. It is the Borealis String Quartet to perform in Palm Springs. So they will be here. Single tickets are $20 for the event. And again, that happens at the Camelot Theaters on Wednesday, March 16th. So many things going on. Ben Vereen is coming to the Valley on March 19th. Yes, Vereen's legendary performances transcend time. And he's an Emmy winner, Tony winner, all sorts of things. He will be Ben Vereen on Broadway at Town Hall at the Annenberg Theater. So that is happening. Ben Vereen coming to the Annenberg Theater. And you can call the Annenberg Theater for more information. Also, the horse show, the Hits horse show, excuse me, coming next weekend, the 1 million Grand Prix, Sunday, March 20th at 2 p.m. And this is a huge event. Where is this happening? Hits Desert Horse Park on Airport Boulevard in Thermal. If you're an equestrian, you don't want to miss this. Living Desert that same day has their Jubilee Gala. And, well, Easter sunrise is coming before you know it, but I just want to let you know that the Palm Springs Aerial Tramway is going to have early morning services at 5:15 a.m. and 6 a.m., so you go up the tram in the morning, and I'm not sure what the cost is. I have to check this out. I know it's reduced fares, so definitely if you want to spend morning at the tram. All right. On that note, we're going to step aside. When we come back, we shift into travel mode, and we also have more tickets for the tennis. We'll be right back. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise.